Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I please have your email to locate an account for you?
I don't have an email.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, I've been getting SleepMax from you, but I wanted to know when the next order is coming because I don't have that many left.
Okay, what's your first and last name? Let's see if we can locate an account that way.
Okay, it's Ellen Hammond.
You said first name Ellen?
Yeah, E-L-L-E-N.
And the last name again, I'm sorry.
Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D.
All right. All right, let me make sure that I do have the correct account. Could you confirm your address for me?
It is at the River Park House in Unit 803 at 3600 Conshohocken Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, it was, your next order was due to be billed on July the 10th, but your card is expired, so we need to get the card information updated.
Oh, goodness, God, I wish y'all had called me.
Try and send you an email. I also called to try
I
to
don't do
updated.
Emails. I can't receive emails because I don't have an email address. I don't know where people are getting email addresses from, but I don't have an email address. So you'd have to call me directly. Let me give you the card because I did renew
Hang
the card.
Hang on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get the card information updated, you're going to have to log into your account. I wouldn't be able to do it over the phone.
Oh, God. So can you do it now?
We would need an email. Do you have a friend or family member's email that we could
use? No. I've been trying to get people to help me, and they won't do it.
Okay.
What if I have a new account and give you a card?
But what it is now, Ms. Hammond, we're on a new system. It is really designed to be customer friendly, excuse me, and to keep, your ability to be able to log into your account and change information like your card information. It just prevents fraud and anything like that going forward with your account. That's why we ask customers to go ahead and create an email so that way they are able to log into their account to update any information as far as like card payment or anything like that. However, let me place you on a brief hold. Let me see what we can do as far as to get you
It's the same number, it's just a new card.
Gotcha. I'm going to place you on a brief hold really quickly, okay?
All right, thank you.
And I'm still here, Ms. Hammond. I appreciate you being patient. Give me just another moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me see if I can update it on this end. What's your new card information?
It's the same thing. It's 4255-8982-5532-42. Let me see. Glasses on 05, but the new expiration date is 4/27.
Okay, and what's the CVV on the back of the card?
It is 3/21.
Is the billing address for that card going to be the same as the 3600?
Yes,
contract?
It is.
Okay.
Yes. Everything's the same. It's just, you know how cards expire. And
right. And once they expire, we have to update everything on it just to be sure.
Because I've been with you forever.
Yes, ma'am. Sure that got updated. Okay. Is good contact phone number still 215-871-4334?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Give me just a second. Let me make sure everything got updated with the new card. You did say that new expiration was April of 27, correct?
Yeah, April 2027.
All right. Being that the order did fail on July the 10th when we tried to be billed, would you like for me to go ahead? The earliest that I can bill your car for your next monthly subscription would be on tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's the sooner the better.
Okay. Let me get all this updated.
I should have called sooner. You know, I saw me getting short, and I said, well, what's going on? Oh, it's going to come. It's going to come.
Excuse me. Okay, so I got your next update. We updated your card information. I got your next order to be billed out tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And that's going to be every 90 days.
Okay, all right. And if I need some sooner, I could call you.
You sure can. And we can definitely either push the date up or pause it if need be.
All right, thank you so much for helping me.
No problem, Ms. Hammond. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.